Anyone new that we need to introduce? I don't see any.
Just a second, are you recording?
I just started.
Okay, so welcome and introduction. Thank you all for coming. I don't see anyone new that we need to introduce. Would anyone like to approve the minutes for the last meeting in a second?
You need to say who's here.
Oh, okay. So welcome and introduction. I'm Peter Worthlin. I'm vice chair and I'll conduct today with Jeff's absence.
Kyle Poulter.
Dallas Golden.
Randy Sales.
David Branson.
John Rooker.
Linda Horrocks.
TJ Riley.
Sherry Pace.
Carmen Wilson.
Okay, so now that we've done that, we can have an approval of the minutes.
Don't you want to propose and then we second it?
Well, someone can propose.
I'll make a motion. Make a motion to approve the minutes from last week.
And I'll second it.
Okay, that passes. Okay, any public comment? Because I actually do have one.
Mel and Suzette are both on their way. They're stuck on their tracks.
Okay.
Just FYI.
Okay.
So if you erase their tree.
Yeah, this is, okay. So I have a public comment from a trail user. You might want to know that people are removing rocks in the Wild Rose Trail. Notice several missing, which could lead to unwanted erosion. North Salt Lake may want to put out a public service announcement on leaving the trail alone and maintenance on those days.
Was it you with the big mark?
No, digging out.
They're digging out rocks from the trail.
Causing divots.
Which leads to erosion.
Yeah.
Which to more and more erosion. Because they're sanitizing the trail.
What?
Some
trying to make it more smooth.
Some people try to make it very smooth.
You guys said you didn't like the baby skulls.
Well, so but those are loose.
The loose baby skulls can be dangerous. You hit a tire and those go flying off, or you step on it and roll an ankle.
It's the ones that are halfway embedded, and they're like, oh, let's take that out. And then you've got hard soil, and then it erodes down, and then it rains, and it creates a wash. And so I got that from someone I know that, he understands it.
I actually noticed that as well last time I was up there. I saw a few. I was like, oh, that's...
I mean, I can put something out. I don't know.
You don't have a picture of it.
I don't. I can probably get one because, I'm up there. But, yeah.
Make a good visual.
I can grab... Well, the thing is, I'm not going to be on the trails for a little while.
Yeah.
So...
Even tonight.
Yeah, me too. About tomorrow. Okay. I'm going to give him that feedback. Okay, any other public comments? Okay. Next item, public works update.
Really about the only thing we have to report is we got the bike. Repair station that's been delivered here. So.
Good. Did we do everything in time? Thank you. So sorry.
Last year's budget then?
Yeah. Last year's budget. Awesome.
That's pretty much it.
When are you anticipating the install? Like by this time next month? 2 months? 8 months? A week?
Yeah. We haven't really talked about in the panel seats, but we'll try to fit it in here as we get through the parks stuff and the summer.
Okay. Cool.
Maybe the thing was trying to get it off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. It was. Yep. Well, thank you. Carmen got it.
Carmen,
in the nick of time.
Carmen's the hero.
Well, because that was just a few days
the
before the end of June.
I thought it was hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hours.
Yeah.
It was off. Yeah. Okay, good work. Okay, planning updates.
Okay, so this is from Allie. So the mural grant, the building owner that we had has backed out. They're not interested in having a mural on it. I guess they had talked to the wife of the owner and she was all for it, but then when the owner actually
yeah.
heard about it. He was not interested in having a mural painted on the building.
Okay. On the Redfin that's
yeah. And so okay. we don't have a willing builder or willing building owner. Is that them?
Probably. So we'll have to, we'll want to repeat that one.
Yeah. I can skip over to this other one. She had a question on the bike repair station for Legacy Trail. She's tried following up with Davis County to see if they wanted to participate in the funding of it, but she hasn't heard back from them. But then I guess you guys have already bought it in last year's budget, so.
Yeah, I think that ship sailed.
So if we do other bike stations, maybe Davis County can participate.
Yeah, I'm not sure that we will do any more on Legacy unless it's like, I mean, I think we just are filling a hole between other stations. There's a potential for another one, but it might fill that they're too close. Yeah.
Okay. And then she wanted to let you all, make you all aware of the Get to the River Festival event. It's scheduled for September 14th at 8:30 a.m. at the Riverview Boat Ramp. They're requiring registration this year, and the registration link will be launched on Monday, so they can start advertising the event next week.
And all...
It's still free.
And everyone needs to register even with their own boat, correct?
She did not say that in this.
We didn't last year because...
Okay.
Yeah. If they have their own boat, that's okay.
Yeah.
But you'll still transport them back?
Yes.
We have, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to ask... I'll have to ask Allie because... It would be helpful to know, especially if we end up doing food.
Yeah, it may be good to have everyone register and just have someone check if they're not bringing a boat and have it default that they are going to bring one.
Because the purpose of it is because we are providing
the boats.
What's the date on that again?
September 14th is Saturday.
I believe I am going to be absent from that one.
Okay, and
it's a busy season.
So she said because we have a limited number of boats that people can use for free, a shuttle will be available to take them back to their cars and the food truck. Elliot with the Food Truck League is checking to see if Waffle Love is available. Last year we had the Bubble Waffle people, and they were great, but so I guess they're looking for that one.
Okay.
I guess that. Do we want to come back to that on the mural thing?
Probably if they're coming. Okay. Yeah.
Certainly, some interesting parties are on their way.
So that's all I have.
Okay. We can give a report on the trail meeting. I guess we'll come back to the city council updates. So July 15th, so a week and a half ago, Kyle and I and Allie and I'm trying, who else was here? Yeah, you were there.
I think Brian went.
Yeah, Brian went for part of it, so.
And, oh my gosh.
Ken.
Ken
yeah.
was there.
Yeah, that's right. So, and Ted was there.
Yep. And Suzette.
So,
a couple of planning commissioners.
Yeah, and a couple of planning commissioners. Yeah. So we had a good showing from North Salt Lake. I'll just give a summary and then feel free to add in where we went. So what it was a really good lessons learned on trails that Bountiful's gone through for the last 10 years, 14 years, about how to get funding, how to... They had suggestions on the trail, on how the trails committees are formed, just because there's a lot there. They talked about leveraging volunteers. They actually have someone on the trails committee that just does volunteers and media. In fact, they were like, Kay Bradshaw was like, I can't touch the city's social media, but the Bountiful Trails, Melanie, she runs that and she, you know, she keeps up on it. And Kate is a co-administrator, which is interesting. There's a lot of social media that they do just to keep people aware. And Believe it or not, they've had a really good success in keeping people off the trails, just because, or off the trails that are being constructed. We talked about master planning and how they did their master plan and what steps they went through and stuff. They really just wanted to give us lessons learned and then an offer of partnership on that. So what else? I mean,
yeah, it was, so it was representatives from North Salt Lake, Bountiful, and Centerville, and just all talking trails. Like you said, Centerville has their dedicated trails committee and interested council members, and then Bountiful has their dedicated trails committee, and they just kind of talked about, yeah, all the work that kind of goes into the planning, the funding, the maintenance of trails.
And how they made their master plan, yeah. And then that helped them qualify for grants.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And how they, lessons learned as they were kind of a ragtag group and trying to put it together, and then got kind of laughed out of the funding circles, and then had to regroup, be more organized, present a more.
Get sanctioned by the city council.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Get
in a more formalized.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we're just a few steps behind what the other cities have had to go through already.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They said they did it in 10 years, so I said, here, hold my beer, we'll do it in 5.
How many years are we into it though already?
No, I'm counting from today.
Yeah. Well, and I really think, you know, the things, as I observed what they went through and where we're at, you know, Allie really knows how to do the funding. And it's a matter of really us figuring out what that master plan should be. And I think we've got some beginnings of that. Now that we're in the planning sequences for the city, I think we use that. But I don't think we're all that far off. I think that getting matches of funding is, from the different companies, and now with the state of Utah having a huge fund to help, we really can go a lot further in a lot less time if we just get our act together. And it's gonna take a lot of work. And I think the city council's discussion on the committees, very interesting. You know, and I think there's a few nuances that I saw pros and cons with each one, but I mean, flip a coin and let's get to work, is my opinion. But I think the big takeaways from this is just that we're on the right track. We've got good connections now. I've been working with Melanie, who's been sort of the, I'll call her the catalyst, just because she just keeps things moving. But I've been having discussions with her since 2019, or I mean, it was right before COVID that I started attending the Bountiful Trails meetings. So, with that, any specific questions on that joint trails committee meeting? And do you have anything to add, Suzette? We were just really having a discussion.
It was really good, really informative. It was a little daunting on how much work they put in. I mean, over a decade of just grinding. However, I think you said this, but we don't have to reinvent the wheel. They've learned some of the things the hard way, and now we can just benefit from that information. Kate seems like she's very willing to share all the pitfalls and the hacks that they've found. So if you haven't said that, I agree that that is why that work session was really necessary. I really do. And we're going to have to continue so that we can vote on it and look at bylaws. But I think it's probably time that we have just a trails committee, so that you guys can just put on the pedal to the metal and go.
And I think in the meantime, and I think Camille even said this, in at least amongst us, in the meantime, and I'll speak for Kyle because we've had these discussions, we are currently appointed to PTAR, and so we will continue to to look at the best interests of everything. Whether that changes depending on how council does that. For me, yeah, trails is this segment, but we've got a lot more that we still have to cover. And as far as I'm concerned, trails is just part of it. So, you know, for me, that's, it's, I wouldn't want to make this a trails committee even in its current form. There's things that we need to discuss as a committee to make sure that we can go forward, but I want Camille's input on everything and even citizen input, but it's not, but this committee still needs to function as it's been appointed. So.
Right, and I appreciate that because as like Ken was looking at just an arts committee, there needs to be a subcommittee, but I can't imagine losing Camille on the activities and Camille on the input on parks. And so
eventually we'll introduce Laura again.
Right, yeah. So I appreciate that you guys said that as well because you've been so helpful on activities and for now, this is where we're at.
This is the assignment that was given and where we're at right now. Until things change, this is where we're at. So.
I think the biggest takeaway is, and the best thing about having that joint meeting was the cities recognize everybody's connected and we need to be coordinated in it. And there's certain touch points. So that's what we want to see moving forward is, and we've got the relationships now. So, and we've got support from council members across the three cities. So it's good. Now, if we can get the fires put out all over, there's a new one in Antelope Island today. So, and who knows how the one in Salt Lake got started. So, okay. Any other comments or questions about the joint committee meeting or the joint meeting with the representatives? Okay, let's go back to do the planning updates because we had an art mural.
So we don't have update. A willing building owner anymore. The deadline is extended to August 30th, but if we don't have a willing building owner, we don't have an application.
Want another one?
Okay. So if you want to, yeah, so.
Camille, would you send out what you look for? Because I can drive around and look too. I mean,
so it needs to be visible. It needs to be on a highly traveled road. So preferably one. So not in the middle of the industrial park. We can do some of that stuff later. But for the first one and for this application, they want it to be in a highly trafficked area. So that, and it needs to have a place where people could pull up and take pictures of it. And the mural has to be, it can't be an advertisement for the business. It has to be something that is tourism related or community related. So before we can send in the application to, we're gonna need a recommendation from the committee on the at least the theme for it. So if you're gonna go with the kindness theme or the orchard theme or.
I thought we already had voted on that. Was it not?
We talked about kindness, but.
I don't think you had a vote. I don't think it's been on the agenda.
I think a couple other things were mentioned at the last meeting.
Yeah, okay. I think it was when I was gone. And I have really spotty audio on that, so I think I might have missed
it. So yeah, I think you need to put it on your next agenda to make a recommendation to the city council for the theme for the mural if we're going to do an application, if we can get a building. So
I'm even thinking the chevron on, there's a real ugly wall that they have. It's at Orchard and Center Street. And if, I mean, it, but it may not meet the designated busy street.
Orchard's a pretty busy street.
But it's sort of faced weird.
And I think ugly is also.
It's all relative.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good place to start.
Yeah. You've got the school right there.
Yeah, you've got the school. I think it's. Anyway, if you can send out some guidelines, because we can be on about as well. And just.
Probably have Allie send that out.
Okay. Perfect. And then let's make sure that's on the next agenda then, is just called for a vote on the theme
for the mural. And then if you can report back on your next agenda if you find a building.
Okay.
Or at least let Allie know and let us know.
Well, I still have to walk around the amphitheater with TJ
Make it happen.
Okay, I know.
Okay. Any other planning updates we wanted to?
That's all. Ally wanted me to tell you about.
Okay. Let's move to the city council updates. Suzette, go ahead.
Well, that was great. One of them was going to be on that, just touching on the trails. And then Liberty Fest, I kind of cleared with Ken to see what we could and couldn't, should and shouldn't discuss, but, and we are going to do a recap. So I don't know, David, who's doing the recap part of Liberty Fest?
Yeah.
Is it kind of more of a public works? I thought we should just at least in this committee have a quick discussion on some of the.
Maybe Wendy just put on there so we can discuss whatever.
We had several safety issues, security issues, illegal issues, and one of the things that we had to discuss at city council was that maybe we're getting a little too big for our britches with this event, and we've always wanted to do better and more and draw in more communities and make it this great thing and put North Salt Lake on the map, which is fabulous, and we've done such a good job of that. Everyone loves this event, and everyone from South Salt Lake to Ogden seem to love this event, which is great. But we also are North Salt Lake, and we have a North Salt Lake sized police department, and we have a North Salt Lake, we're clear up in the community and the golf course, so we're very limited and locked with our access. And so we had several people go to the hospital, and we had drug busts and several things that the police could not get to in a timely manner because they could not get through the crowds of people. And so we're gonna have to rethink how we structure this event next year. One suggestion that I liked was Bountiful does their, like their carnival food truck activities in one spot during the day, and they do their fireworks at Mueller Park at night, and then we have the car show. And so maybe if we bifurcated the events so the carnival part wasn't at night during the fireworks or right around the fireworks, because I think some of the problem is visibility and access, and everyone just is mushed in together in one space, and then we don't have road access because the food trucks are lining that road. So anyway, it's something that I think we might want to think about, and also maybe take out to the community, each of us, and talk to friends and neighbors, because whatever we do, what we can probably guarantee is that people are going to be upset. Because whenever you change or downsize, or why don't we have food trucks at the fireworks? I came hungry and we've always had food trucks and now we don't. People are going to be upset. So if we can get ahead of that negative, and just say, look, there were safety concerns and we want everyone to be safe. There's also ingress and egress concerns. Everyone complains about getting out after the fireworks. And there was one accident over here and there was one problem over here, and then all of a sudden we're bottlenecked again. So maybe just be thinking, because we're gonna have to discuss and decide how we can change it to make it safer, to make it more convenient, to make it mainly safer.
So for this, go ahead.
I was just gonna ask if the problems were when everybody was leaving.
Well, that was some problems, but the health problems and the, you know, the hospital and the violence and the drug problems were mainly at night during the.
Because I was like, an after party, but, so that not everybody leaves at once.
No, it was more like,
one of the officers came up where I was. Well, I mean, just he said they'd already arrested 8 people, and that was probably, I don't know, like by 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
And of note, none of the arrests or the violence or the injuries were North Salt Lake, Woods Cross, or Bountiful.
Residents.
Yeah.
Then also my second thought was maybe asking if we could use that chapel parking lot for the food trucks, just moving down the street.
It's
still there. But.
That's a good thought. That's why I think, as we all start thinking about it, the more thoughts, because that wasn't you know, brought up last time, but yeah.
Or even Tunnel Springs or something downtown.
Yeah, even spreading it out.
Change the traffic flow and definitely spreading out, because
that'd be harder because the coverage for the police. The
yeah, that's true. It would make it harder.
And ironically, shutting down the road made the traffic flow better.
That main road made it
flow. Oh, the one in the golf course, in front of the golf course.
Before, so yeah. Actually, it sounds almost counterproductive.
No, I see it. Yeah. Some people were determined to get through there. It was amazing because I was on the south side where it was closed. This one lady, she was like determined. No, I've got to go. And it's like, no, you can't get through there. Yeah. Cool. It was amazing how determined some people were.
There's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, it was just amazing.
At the end, or?
No, this was while it was still during the day. It was probably 8 o'clock, so it was still light. And I mean, it was, the traffic was, she might have lived in Erie Circle. I don't know.
Oh,
it could have been.
Yeah, so just some things.
It wasn't just one person, though. But one was super determined to get through.
Yeah, I know. The only reason I bring that up is I know that they were struggling to get the parents to the situation.
Okay. Yeah. There's some. Well, historically, this is the first time we've even talked about Liberty Fest that I remember, other than just a quick, what was your impression of the event? So if we can help, I think we can certainly add
more
input.
More lines, logistics.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, we ask for your guys' help every year. So Dallas has been such a great photographer for us the last few years.
Yeah.
I've been really appreciative of that. So.
I guess the one question I would ask, is it residents going up there?
Residents.
Is it for Salt Lake residents?
For sure.
Like, it's not limited to them.
Yeah, it's,
for sure.
It's not a loaded question.
Yeah, so I watched
what
it.
Percentages?
Yeah.
Like what the percentage is? Like 80-20?
Yeah, so I watched. You could probably. We're a city of what, 20,000 citizens around about? And what? 25? And what's the total amount that we have at Liberty Fest? Do we have estimates?
The Placer AI data that we have been able to get that tells us how many people are up there with cell phones on Liberty Fest Day, that data can also tell you where those people came from before they got there.
Yes.
That would be really interesting to get
that next year.
Well, the service is really big. I mean, you could pay for Placer AI subscription.
Yes.
It's a very
small. I know, but we just pay for
Well, we could pay our consultant who has a subscription to it to pull the data for us and analyze it.
So we could even do that right now
for
this year.
He pulled it from last year for 2023 and showed on July 30th. Yeah, total
for just right around there, but that doesn't.
Because I guarantee you, not more than half of North Salt Lake shows up for sure. Like, that's the theoretical max.
But it's really really cool data, because you could look at a restaurant and say, okay, these are the unique visitors that come to a restaurant, and then it will tell you where those visitors came from before and where they went after.
I would think that would be. Can they still pull it from?
Oh yeah.
So I think we. I don't know.
Everybody who carries one of these is being tracked.
No, I know.
We need it.
More than Google.
You know, Laura makes a good point, which is, you know, they enjoy it from their porch. I'm on a person, I'm watching it from Main Street, so the count is beyond.
Can you see it from your house?
I can see it from my house.
That's what I was going to say.
People come
and
it's not like people are also part of the
But it's just data that would be helpful to know.
I think pulling that data would
data can drive decisions.
One of my thoughts that I had as we were talking about all these things is the fact that ours is on July 3rd. I think that increases the number of people that attend because they come on the 3rd and then they go to their own town celebrations on the 4th.
So interestingly, that's why the original organizers did the 3rd. So now it's coming back to bite us.
And so before we get too far, is this part of your report or is it okay?
Yeah, this is the bulk of my report. I just wanted to discuss it and throw it out there.
Because we have a recap later, so maybe we just munge the two together if this is the last thing you've got to talk about.
Especially because we already kind of hit the report.
Yeah.
We're just all out of order, sorry.
No,
it's okay.
We got
That's what we really need to figure out. The problem is to get an overcast over.
Well, I'm going to ask again for the signage that at least gives minutes and warnings, but we'll have to work with
people. Yeah, they're not going to give that to us from what I hear.
We can get the cell phone data showing that we waited 15 minutes. Yeah,
they can tell you how long you waited.
That's true.
To register legitimate complaints.
That's true.
Tell me how long you're going to be waiting.
So back to Liberty Fest.
So my son went to the Farmington Days fireworks and went to the Bountiful fireworks, and then here, and he's like, by far, we had the best show.
Yes.
It's true.
Like, it's not even close.
It's true.
Was he up at the golf course when he watched it?
Yeah, we were up at the golf course. We parked at that church parking lot and walked over.
I had the same.
Interestingly, I'll step in here for a minute, but so we put a little more money into the fireworks this year, and we paid to have them produced. So we had a producer come, and he was very meticulous in choreographing the fireworks to the music and everything. But so interestingly, as I listened to feedback after, so we ended up creating a more spectacular show for the 5,000, 10,000 people that could see them right at the golf course.
And hear the music.
We created a worse show for the other 30,000 people outside. So people were saying, it was really lackluster this year. And it looked like there was mistakes because it looked like there was a finale and then a finale. And I thought very interesting because it was choreographed to the music. So people who, you could only hear the music right up there.
So I was sitting way south. Couldn't hear the music except for like 3 minutes where someone repositioned the speaker and then they must have repositioned it back.
You couldn't reconnect with cell phones wherever we are.
So the other thing is they also did a lot more lower on the ground, kind of a lot of fountain type things. So that was just an interesting.
Well, that was actually my family's feedback because we were just on our front yard, so we couldn't hear the music. Yeah. And we could only see what was high, not what was low. Yeah, and my kids were like, "Why do you guys spend more this year?" And I was like, "Yeah, I did too."
Yeah.
So because what we could see was a little more sporadic, and
exactly,
there were
to get on your
roads.
So I think as we look at who we're creating the show for, I think it's more we need just the taller, bigger
for the whole city
to to please everybody,
and then we can always turn on our own patriotic music. And
You could do the radio station, whatever.
We tried the
sinking issues,
whatever, and it still only goes 700 feet or something. It doesn't go any further without the speakers.
I remember when I was young, and we're talking like mid-80s, where the radio station was actually, hey, could you play this starting exactly at this time?
Sugar House used to do that.
Yeah.
Everyone would just turn on the radio.
Yeah, so.
It seems like you should be able to do that through your phone now, and people could just play it on their, log on to something on their phone, an app, and have it play.
And then it would be real time. You wouldn't have a lag.
Right. Yeah. It's there's some latency considerations.
But the people who are farther out,
but then
could hear the music.
Helped for all of the events.
Thank you.
I don't know if we've kind of been having our recap meetings. I don't know if you guys have any feedback for us on any of the events. Those of you that were there Saturday morning.
So I cleaned up trash last year and then this year, yeah. And there's a lot more trash.
This year. Where did you were at the golf course?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
We're out on the golf course.
Just the main drags. Like, there's tons more that I picked up.
I
had a full garbage sack.
We have to get rid of the confetti guns.
Yes.
That's what I spent my time picking up, and
yeah.
Those were just a mess.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I wondered if the golf course had just a vacuum.
Foil confetti.
Yeah, somebody hit those pop guns with the plastic confetti. It's pretty fun.
Yeah
I'd ban those.
Well,
just because it's
ban anything,
yeah, that's true.
There's no perimeter. We talked about perimeters, but it's just too.
We do. Yeah. We got signs all over. Don't bring dogs. Don't bring your own fireworks. Don't bring your own barbecues. Don't bring what else is almost
drugs.
And
don't bring drugs.
Hundreds of signs that all say that on them.
Yeah.
Where were
I
they?
They're
on the perimeter
yeah.
of the whole golf course.
Yeah.
Not about
so,
the drug bus.
Yeah,
she's asking.
Make
them
bigger.
I didn't even notice them. I worked with them.
That's why you brought your dog. Your guy.
But,
I didn't bring any of those things.
I'm wondering if we could pay a service much like, because I know you can do event, like, within a certain coverage that you ping the cell phones and tell people and do a public service announcement, you can do those.
Tell people stop being so junky.
Yeah, you can say, please.
Your mom doesn't
yeah,
want the
it,
golf
but,
to pick up after
yeah, it's a service that you can pay for based on geography if they enter into a perimeter. You can say, hey, please be aware, don't do... and then you can give them that and not spend the money on the signs.
Yeah, that's
so. But I thought it was good. Last year, I was right in the thick of it, and there were some issues last year. So this year, we were way out, way south on the golf course, by the fire engine, and it was great. So. We just didn't hear the music except for 3 minutes. Yeah, that's true.
I was telling him I was trying to convince my family to just hike up to the top of Wild Rose with me and watch it.
There was actually a lot of people.
There were a bunch of people. Yeah, I saw the lights.
Oh, Brian Shablom or whatever his name is. He organizes a hike every.
Do they come down in the dark?
I watched like 10 mountain bikers and 20 hikers. I mean, we were just watching them come down. So.
You got the main area where the food concessions are. Put concessions over on both sides of the golf course and split that big crowd.
Yeah.
Maybe even three, one above the golf course, I don't know.
Yeah.
Split it so it's not such a big gathering of all in one place where
one
you
thing,
can, you know, 100.
And you have to walk so far.
One thing people. We've learned is that all the teenagers, they'll find a spot and just hang out together, whether it's up on the driving range or down here. So even if
where were they
up,
this year? Because they were not up on the.
No, they were down.
They
were
the
down
trucks.
Kind of where.
The
bounce houses kind of meet the food trucks. That little triangle.
That came their area this year.
Yeah. So I think even if you split, which.
That's where I watched people throw the flowers into the crowd last year.
I think my kids said that Mueller Park, the teenagers still. I'll go to that, and they still kind of congregate in that outhouse parking lot area, but without the food trucks, the bounce house, all of that kind of stuff, it's not near the same congregation.
Because they just show up at
because there's not as
9 o'clock.
They show up just
fireworks.
For the fireworks.
Yeah.
Watch that.
Yeah, it's not a gathering event where they figure out, oh, we can do this.
Yeah.
Are there fireworks tomorrow?
Yeah.
And then like a party at 2 o'clock downtown for the
Okay, are there, any other feedback on Liberty Fest?
Should I call the order?
All right, I'm hearing no more comments on Liberty Fest. Am I wrong in that, or is there other comments?
The cannon needs to be addressed. The cannon at the race is just terrifying.
I was a little too close to it this year.
I was holding my, I know this is gonna be bad.
That was a good event with the race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
the only thing I'd say.
Yeah.
The cannon needs to be a little less. 1812 overture.
I was helping at a water station, so I didn't hear it.
They shoot into a pillow, and just put a pillow in front of the cannon.
Just get a cap gun.
Feathers going.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like we've got so many participants that we need something that way.
Yeah. It's set up the bar down the street.
It's set.
Yeah.
About how participants are there? We had about 230.
That's a good size. Post-COVID especially, that's pretty good.
So, as far as events go, St. George Marathon, the Ogden Marathon, where you've got 5,000 starting, there is not a loud cannon. There's just a boop, boop, and it's your program.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be competing to win those marathons, you're in the top 100. You're in that area.
In the front, yeah.
In the front 100. And you can hear the beep, beep, whatever it is. That they
The megaphone, right. They press a button.
Yeah. And then, but it's timed. That's the difference. I don't remember.
Yeah, and it's chipped. It's chip to chip, right?
Chip to chip. Yeah. You know, you don't need a big gun.
So it's not, it's, is it chip to chip or is it gun time?
No, it's,
oh, so it's chip to chip.
They're all chipped, yeah.
Okay, that's.
So you can be the last one across the line and still
win. And if you come back and decide to stop and go around the arch, it won't show that you're done either. Because
yeah, that's a problem with every race.
I know.
And you,
no, wait, come back
and
you go through.
You think that people, like, after a few races, no, really, you have to cross the finish line. So, okay. Anything else on Liberty Fest? Okay, let's talk about Halloween Spooktacular then.
Can we insert photo contest in there?
Can we?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can insert photo contest. I just wasn't sure if we can.
So. Yeah, because there's some big
okay.
events. Yeah.
Okay.
Only because it's next in line.
Yes.
The years are all running together. Was it all online last year?
No.
Or we had the photo night?
We had a photo night last year.
Yeah, it was.
And I think. I think the recap from last year, as I recall it, it was we're going to just do virtual.
Right. Yeah.
That's great. I guess I just wanted to confirm, since it's really your guys' event, I'm just advertising. I just want to see if that's okay. Still, you want to do the same rules as last time?
Do you have the rules in front of you? Or can you pull them up? Would that be too much to ask? Because I know that we need.
It starts August 25th, so they have like 3 weeks or something that they.
To take the picture or to turn it in?
To turn it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 3 weeks just to turn on in any picture, and it has to be within the city boundaries of North Salt Lake. Because
yeah.
We had a lot that were. We had many of
a
the trails ones that were.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Salt Lake
Crossing
City.
Ledge, you know.
Yeah.
You mean the entries or the pictures?
The pictures themselves were actually in Salt Lake that we had to disqualify.
The entries weren't most of the winners not even North Salt Lake?
No, that's what was a different contest. We did have some, but I think majority were North Salt Lake.
Yeah.
The ones that I know were, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think making it so that you have to take the picture inside the city boundary actually filters a lot out.
Did you get a ton from like Tunnel Springs?
Yeah, tons. Yeah. Well, there weren't a ton of pictures. There was what? Was it 5 pages of 5 pictures or something? I mean, it was not a ton. Or
it's still enough. But yeah. I mean, I think it's growing every year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I want to do it.
I think.
I don't think I can.
Though.
Yeah.
I. I think doing it virtually, I think makes it a pretty good event. I mean,
cost benefit.
Yeah, I mean, I would think we'd want to take those pictures that are winning and even spawn a calendar that people can order and maybe an on-demand. I don't know. You can do something.
Put them on the website.
Yeah, put them on the website.
They are, I use those for the front page of the newsletter every month.
And we have releases, photo releases accordingly.
Who's supposed to sign it?
It just says, kind of by submitting this picture, I understand that it will be used for, you know.
For the city of North Salt Lake. And you credit them.
Contest winner and put their name on it.
Good, good.
But the, if there's somebody in, they're supposed to do a release, but nobody ever does.
Yeah, do we actually put in that we don't want people in it? They, at least recognizable, right?
Just as long as they sign a release that that person's okay with the picture.
Yeah.
It's not a big issue, it's just you need to make sure you have permission.
My kids don't ever wanna be included in pictures.
I just normally don't turn in pictures that I can see people.
Make them deal with it.
Mine's, at most, I'm just gonna have my bike.
Leaning against something's just.
My bike in really pretty places.
Nothing.
Staff-wise.
It's a great way to really get good media from the citizens, in my opinion.
It is, and I love seeing the shots, and yeah, it's things that, it helps me because I add it to my library and then, you know, the city can use them.
Okay.
I don't have the rules right.
That's okay, I can look them up.
But basically, it's, you know, we require them to be a certain megapixel.
Okay.
Certain, quality of picture.
Okay.
They have to be submitted, we submit them through our Parks and Arts email address.
Okay.
Usually it's a independent panel of judges, which is usually us.
It's usually the committee.
And I pass it around to city staff and without names and, you know.
Yeah.
Just trying to get this thing. And what else is on there, Dallas?
I can't remember.
It's okay, we'll read them, but I don't think there's any change that we need to make to them at all.
An adult category and youth category.
Yeah.
So I think it's.
Okay. Great.
They win, the gift cards and then we hang the cameras in City Hall for the whole next year. So when you have the pictures left of city council chambers, those are this year's winners.
And then they get them after they hang them?
There's still one or two at City Hall from last year that they haven't picked up.
Yeah, that's great, love it.
Okay, then I will start advertising that.
Okay, any other things on photo contest? Okay, we'll move on to the Halloween Spooktacular. So, what do we want this event to be?
Should we pick a location first, I know.
Well, I thought it was Liberty Park, or.
So,
sorry.
Legacy.
Sorry, Legacy, sorry.
Liberty would be out of the two counties.
I'm just.
Great park.
I'm ready for my vacation.
Not our park. Dress up at all.
Okay.
We held it at Tuttle Springs and past years when we did the trotter treat around there. But we've got paths now around.
Yeah, around Legacy. So do we. Yeah, Legacy will be warmer. No, he is traveling. He is actually stuck somewhere because of.
What's the date?
It was the Saturday, it's a Saturday before Halloween.
It's mid-October.
Do you have time to introduce two people that would love to help with that?
Sure.
Okay, in the email I mentioned and
okay, so Laura and Tom call.
I know you guys.
Okay. What are the dates? Tell us a little bit about them.
I'm just on the arts subcommittee with Camille, but as she started talking about there being a run with this spectacular, and I don't know how many runs you guys have done. I thought he's done runs, he's done events, and that he could be a good resource
even done a Halloween run.
Awesome. So you want to be the race director is what I'm hearing.
Oh, that's awful. That's a very big job. Yeah, I've done that before.
I've done it too, so I don't say it too lightly, but it was sort of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah,
appreciate you volunteering.
Yeah. Where was your Halloween race?
It was up in Layton. I can't remember. We had about 200 runners.
Yeah. Your audience was...
Youth to adults. We targeted all the high schools around over there. And then they had, I was working with TNT Running, and he has a cult following of everybody from 12 to 70 that runs. So
it's from
the
Yes.
That's
a pleasure.
And was there candy or any trick or treating? Aspects to the
run.
There wasn't. That's
a good idea, though. I mean,
so,
you kick
yeah,
that
around,
so.
When
you're running, you probably throw it up.
Whether you're in it to win it or. Yeah.
For those who are run walking, they would enjoy the
exactly.
trip.
These are the locations, right?
Oh, no, we're thinking of having like a donut run, like a sprint to where we'd do like 400 yards, and then you'd eat a donut.
You get 14. That's what you call that.
I can't remember what they call it.
Hang them on a string, and they have to stop.
Hang them on a string, and they have to eat them. No, but with 200 runners, if we got 200 in July, or in July, it'd be morning.
In, you said you'd have like a pumpkin pancakes.
Yeah.
at the finish line where
pumpkin.
They can go and carve up. And
that is a fun theme,
yeah.
Runs
yeah.
that have a breakfast to where
yeah.
to where the runners with their medal, they get free breakfast, and otherwise it's $5 or something.
Right.
We could do something like that. Or
donut
just
dash.
What, yeah,
donut
dash 5K.
Sorry.
The pancakes go a lot farther than
they do.
But Lee's
yeah,
can donate
does.
Donuts.
Okay.
But we could get people that donate time and put pancakes too.
Yeah.
That
depends.
Would be a fun community finish.
Yeah.
Because then people
so,
can stick around and talk.
So just to remind what we did last year is around Hatch Park there were trick or treat stations and the kids would dress up and go around. So that's,
oh, that's
what was done.
In the morning.
Historically
we made them run 4 laps. But
now
it's just
oh.
one lap.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
How you
see
each lap, you would get
move around. Just
like
lap.
Yeah,
right
and then once
two.
They, once all the kids completed a lap, then they got the JJ's
yeah.
done.
Yeah, lots of different.
So
we had face painters there.
Oh, and you know, Tammy got just some swag from every place. I can't
remember
what.
Anyway.
So it just depends on what we want to continue and what this should look like. So, any suggestions from the group? Do we want it to be, have a run? Because last time when I brought it up, it felt like it was...
Maybe just because the last three times we had talked about not doing a run. So, I'm ready
oh.
for a run, but run.
I like events around, especially if we can do something like a breakfast afterwards that's more... that. Because I love catering to the kids, but...
I would like
it's,
to make it a better
community. It makes
community
it
event.
A community.
I love the idea of involving
yeah.
the high schools.
Yeah.
You know, for running clubs. Yeah. But I'm hesitant about breakfast just because that's a big undertaking. You know,
yeah,
we
that's true.
We have that group come in and do it for Liberty Fest, but leave it up to the committee.
I have a grill that you use in ours. And
so
we have
than...
two large grills, and we service, you know, 400 people.
Oh.
You know, the runners plus their families, the kids.
I donate.
So it's
got closets.
It really simple.
Yeah.
Well, it might be a good fundraiser for like the youth council or something.
Yeah.
Right?
I was wondering, are they orange or are they pumpkin flavor?
Orange.
Well,
orange.
I think you just buy the Sam's Club pancake mix. That's
yeah.
the best in my opinion.
Yeah, we
and you tinge it with, and you.
So it's not actual pancake mix.
The owner of Kodiak lives in Detroit.
But I think we just
have
we add we have a black and we have an orange pancake.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a non-bird.
So would your intent be that it's a feed the runners and the families and it's city funded, or is it, would you charge?
So what I would think if we did it that way, we would, for the runners, we would charge the fee so that it could be covered. Like, for me, I like the break even events, mm-hmm. you know, because if we're, anyway, so.
I like to make a lot of money off the people.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what we can do with the money.
That was a joke.
But
that's on the record.
Is it
Peter,
don't
say that.
Trot or treat and it's just casual, or do we bring in a timer, we time it?
I think we do timing.
Because that costs money.
It does.
And how do you do
both? You can't really charge the runners unless you put the walkers in the back. And the runners take off and the walkers waddle through.
And that's where fun run is on July
1st. And they're all part of it.
And they all pay something?
Yeah.
They also could get t-shirts.
I think having a t-shirt and the thing and the timer and
and pancakes.
$35. You charged what, 25 last
time?
Yeah,
25.
This is a pretty significant retooling, just so you know.
It is. No, it is. Absolutely.
Probably have polls, though, like just kids walking around the track where everybody else runs off of.
But if the parents are running.
We have an all-part price for the breakfast where if people didn't pay the $35 and then, or if you had a lot of little kids, then you could just pay for the breakfast. And
yeah, no, I. But
yeah,
that's why I say with those that with the medals or whatever we give them, they eat for free. But those other ones.
Oh, but every runner gets a medal, kind of.
Or something. And then.
Because there's a participation.
Yeah, you get that
participation.
Participation award medal. They get the breakfast, and then it's a $5. And then if we do make anything, we buy trail maintenance supplies with it.
I see
where you're
going.
You know, or.
We got to do it for Halloween.
Okay. So there's $1,500 earmarked for this event.
Yeah, I think the timer was like $1,200.
Yeah,
really.
There is one down in the basement of City Hall that we used for years. I don't know if it still works, but
timer.
Probably not a chip reader one.
No.
So we'll pay someone $500 and they'll figure out if it works.
All you have to do is figure out RFID, get an RFID reader, and then it's a database issue.
Everyone just run with their phones, and we'll get the consultant.
Yeah, that's true.
You may find out you win. There is two things. Part timer guy was a guy from BYU or whatever, and he came down and. If he ran the timing events for a lot of the AAU, all the races or the cross country events. So he had a system that with strips that would allow this group to come in, then he'd move it, another group would come in. So
they weren't all chipped.
So nobody was chipped. Nobody was chipped. There wasn't a chip time. It was just first one across. Is how that works.
Yeah, I did a recycle run in Florida.
200 people, that's,
yeah.
You know, if you have 5,000, you're gonna want to change. But if you have 200, you can do.
Yeah, so you can.
$100.
Yes, because this recycle run that I did, they had numbers.
Yes.
And as they crossed, you would tear off the bottom part of the number,
yes.
And then string it on, and
yeah.
And. On that,
when that person crossed the finish line, and you got a time marker on.
But I'd much rather do chip, frankly. I mean, even with just the 150 that we ran with in Florida,
yeah.
it took five people to run that.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we need to decide first, is how serious of a run do we want to make it? It since we're transitioning between a little kid trick-or-treat around the asphalt trail to a run, we could just make it a true fun run, and then the following year make it timed.
Where we've allocated more funds to it.
I mean, we can do whatever.
The expectation from the July 3rd is that we would probably have it at that same level.
Okay.
That, because if I ran the July 3rd and, the city's going to do another run, that's what I would expect.
Yes.
Well, like the medals cost $600 or $700 for the medals.
Yeah.
They all had a logo on them and things. I mean, there's things that we could do differently. T-shirts. Mm-hmm.
But then if we charge, as we charge though, that gets put in. I don't know if it goes directly into here.
It doesn't,
but
because
it's a different
accounting is
yes.
In my mind, yeah, this should offset that, but Heidi assures me that's not how it works.
So we would be way over budget for this then, is what you're telling me. If timer's 1,200, medals are 600, and t-shirts are...
We're starting a new fiscal year. I think she's broken it out by event, but
yeah.
I also think there's probably money in there for the photo contest, the photo night, which we're not going to do.
So photo contest has 1,000.
Yeah. So we're not doing that.
Well, would have prizes.
Yes, there will be probably a few $100. I do take that to print those.
So we'd want to look at what's published and just change that budget.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd say that we'd move that to the...
And can we double check with Heidi and see if there's a way to make Government Accounting look more like Norwood County, where the money goes back?
Good luck with that one.
I just keep a little thing in my head that's...
You know, you'd have to amend the budget. So you'd come in and say, okay, we had this much revenue from it, and we spent this much, and they'd amend the budget. That's just how it would
happen. They just don't show it that way.
They don't show it that way until, because you don't know how much revenue you're going to get. So you would have to, right now, budget, this is how much revenue we expect this event to generate, and then the council would make a decision about what the budget is based upon that revenue.
So I would think we could say if we had 200 plus runners in July.
Do you think you'll have 200 plus?
I think we could get 200. I think we'd just base it on 200. We probably would.
Well, for the first year, not get that many people.
Maybe.
North Salt Lake has other run runs.
Yeah.
Right,
and,
but
you know, there's that expectation.
Yeah.
Standard.
And it's if we use the same course, that's where it sort of, it's not from scratch necessarily,
so,
but it is a different date, which is, I think, you're
right. If we do the same course as July 3rd, though, we switched that now, 5 mile, 2 miles,
yep.
And a 1 mile. So it's not even a 5K. So
right.
We could use our old 5K route if we want to make it a 5K.
I'm going to just suggest a fun thing, that wherever you have it, if you maybe have a new route and do 3.1, help me out with pie, and then it would be pancakes and pie. It is 3.14587.
And we could do a March run.
So it could be a pie. No, this isn't in March, this is for Halloween.
I would think we're
doing it. It's just called pie and pancakes, but you're going to run a 3K. Sorry, a 5K, which is 3 miles.
I think you would 3.1. Run a pie one on Thanksgiving.
Oh,
or that's a good idea.
Oh, that's a really good
idea. Run on Thanksgiving
or on Pioneer Day.
Then we're competing with South Davis Rec.
Oh, yeah, that's why I do a turkey trot.
If we needed a new route, that was just a suggestion.
Yeah, they do a turkey trot.
Where is the
3.14?
Like they've cut them all over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know my work. They had
just have it at my house.
Run to your house.
So,
is the location
bring your own
spectacular on the street signs, Linda? I didn't know.
No, not yet. It's too far out.
Oh, the signs are up.
Yeah, I've got them on the event signs. Just the date.
Was it on there?
The details.
I can't remember.
I didn't think it went that far out. I think it went out to just September.
I went up to Gin River before.
Yeah.
What I saw, my daughter's had a picture.
Yeah, I don't think it goes on camera.
Okay.
Do we have that project up there, what the upcoming events are?
It's right up there.
It's right here.
But we don't, I don't think you have one.
Between, yeah, between here now and the end of the year, on that is the Get to the River, the city cleanup, the Spooktacular. There's a Unity in the Community Latino event when they.
What day is that?
23rd. The Latino Unity is 23rd.
And then we, and then beyond that is just our.
Halloween Winter Lights.
Winter Lights Fest.
Santa Breakfast.
And the Santa Breakfast at Eaglewood.
So when you do them again, you'll.
Oh, there's an Oktoberfest at Eaglewood.
You probably start with, I think Get to the River's on your sign right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I think I ended with.
That's the last one.
Okay.
Just out of interest in saving money over time, if race timing system, a complete system will cost $7,300.
But then someone has to know how to work it and maintain it.
Yeah, but it's a lot cheaper.
Well, the $1,200 also includes the personnel. I mean, he's got.
Yeah.
Him doing all the balloon work and somebody else.
And advisors.
Yeah, I mean.
And VR advisors.
So I think that's probably what someone thought years ago, and that's why you own a timing clock.
Yeah.
Well, let's break it up and see who that works.
Yeah, I mean, people used to borrow it for neighborhood runs and things, so I know it's.
But it's probably just a clock is what I'm. Is it's just a clock?
Where is it?
It's not the panel that we run.
Over.
Well, that seems to be part of the RFID system here.
Yeah, then it would be RFID.
How long is RFID?
Ten years.
I was gonna say.
Safely 10 years.
Yeah, probably reliably 10 years, but.
It could be.
Hey, when I was working at the library, we were putting RFID in the book.
Well, yeah, anyone's welcome to come look at the race clock that's down there.
This is my busy time. I can't volunteer any more time. Well, in about 3 weeks it starts. Is that something you could do for us?
Expert on clocks, but I can turn it off.
You can just see if it works, but yeah. I mean, I'd propose that
see if
we just.
An instruction booklet and shirt itself.
I don't know, like I said, the fact that the city started lending it out to random people in the city, who knows?
But also, so it might mean that it's pretty easy to work.
Yeah.
Any Joe
could be, and if that's if that's true, that's we can get people to run it.
Yeah.
I mean, we can hook up computer. What I would suggest, even for the fun run in at Liberty Fest, is to get different colors of numbers for the different distances.
Yeah, that would be something.
It'd be easy.
Whatever color the signs are.
Yeah, because from a helpful, we had people go the wrong way and. We were sitting there at the sign. Okay, 5 miles, keep going straight. 2 miles, turn. And we had someone still get lost, and we yelled out at everyone. So, yeah.
Happens every year.
Yeah.
So well, and like if it's the T-shirt, if you get the T-shirt for doing it, then maybe the T-shirt is. The ticket.
It might be the ticket. Yeah.
Oh no. A T-shirt and a medal.
Oh no. The medals. The medals last longer.
Maybe.
If we get good T-shirts.
No. Well, say it's jinxes of the race until you finish it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. I don't wear mine race day.
Yeah, I wear it afterwards. So it's like.
Just
wear it
to mow the lawn. So you don't actually need to.
I just don't know.
Give a medal at the end. You can give a bug. You can give.
Yeah.
Bugs.
We could give something random.
Give a North Salt Lake medal pin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, we could do those. Absolutely.
They're called brooch.
Well, frankly, what we could do is we could get stickers, and just put it on the runners and say, that's your breakfast ticket, don't lose it. You could just do a sticker at, I mean, I just ordered a bunch and it was, I did 1,000 stickers for $100.
Yeah.
I'm going to share my days in the MTC with the dork dot on.
Oh, yeah, or their race number. We're complicating something.
If they have a number,
they probably. Yeah. If you have a number, you pay for it.
Oh, 6.5 to 7.5.
I think we just solved that. Okay.
But if we put the sticker on the number, then we'll know.
So we'll investigate, if you can investigate the timing for us for the next meeting, and then who wants to design a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to design?
Oh, that'd be worth seeing.
Yeah, bring it next time. Just bring a couple print-offs or something and let's look at it. It'll be October
26th.
Oh, yeah. August.
But did we confirm that there was a football thing down there?
Front run design. Back.
Yeah, they were saying, as far as the location for Legacy, that there's football going on.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a problem.
And we could just.
Yeah, it could be.
That could be part, it could be like a fun run slash obstacle course and you're dodging football players.
That might be a problem. So we have football down there.
Shirts range from $6.78 up to
$8.34.
Yeah,
for
t-shirts. Anything lower than that was.
I think if we're doing, I think we, if we can keep the cost of the race the same as Liberty Fest, and just, I mean, because again, consistency between races and.
I want to talk about consistency. It's been a hatch. It's been a tunnel. Right now, we're moving it because.
Because of construction at Hatch.
But we'd like it to return to Hatch. Is that what I heard you say?
Yeah, I mean, we even put I forgot who I was with. I think it was in this meeting. We talked about a starting line in Hatch Park that we could start a race at where it's a little wider. And so we even had a little bit of input that way.
Once Hatch is done, we're going to want to try and pull lots.
Yeah,
Hatch,
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do a hill runner series too.
No,
you know,
we already did the Three Kings series for a while.
Just have them run up
like
the hills.
The Red Bull 400 or whatever is running up the ski jump.
Yeah. No, I actually like Legacy Park. I think it's a great course.
On the paint trail.
Yeah.
The dirt trail.
Yeah.
So you're not too.
But you guys were mentioning that there's football on.
Yeah.
It should be done by then.
They do have playoffs though.
So is it playoffs?
I don't know. I tried looking at the schedule just a second ago. I couldn't find it online, so I don't know.
But the city would have record.
Only have until the
5th.
Right.
October date.
Oh, the playoffs.
On that October date.
Full football, when we go back to Legacy for this year's, the fall Utah.
They don't know if they're getting football. They don't know if they get the playoffs till like late in the season. But so you can tell them now. But
I thought they would have the venues set and the teams wouldn't know.
Is there enough room for a bowl?
It's weird. The way that they do that in the playoffs is weird. It's like different cities because they actually fence it off.
Right. Yeah. I remember going to one at the park.
And that's going on Legacy on our.
They do
possibly.
It's been a very good thing to see.
Main Street near Hatch.
Main Street USI or something like, and go down that trail on Highway 89. It's back Falls. That's 3 miles to go from Hatch Park to the.
We can, I guess we can find a course. Okay. I think we just need to look for courses then. So So we can't do it at Legacy.
I don't know for sure. I'd say let us look into it.
Okay. If you could, yeah, find out for us. Because that hinges a lot.
Them, no, that's not necessarily a great thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. We could move to Tunnel Springs.
We could do it at Tunnel Springs. We would just have
Mathis.
It. We were going to
start at Mathis.
And end at Tunnel Springs.
We could map out the course.
Push him out over the edge.
That's what I like to do.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what the youth council is for.
We just put one
Maybe get on your Harley and start riding around the course.
Yeah, I always
think
you should have some
Harley events. Okay. Let's do it. Golf course wouldn't let us run.
It's just this constant through
the driving range.
It would be around the golf course. It would be, they're really trying to discourage public use of the golf course.
Well, let's use the Mueller Park Trail.
Yeah, they're doing one in October.
Oh, they are. Who is
that? Half marathon to the Rock and back. Oh, it's not a city event. It's a.
When was the last time they closed Main Street for an event? That's been probably decades, right? There used to be a parade there.
Main Street would be hard because we've got construction at Hatch. So we're really looking at
City Hall?
Tunnel Springs. Or what's another large park that we have? Wild Rose is dead ended. Mathis, we could do Mathis. But that's sort of cordoned off by US 89.
Yeah, well,
we could just like run around the dome
park.
Just go in the industrial
park. I've done
park.
That. Do if you run around that, it gives me my couple miles.
Well,
how far is it from Tunnel Springs to Wild Rose? Would you say
like
about
half
a
mile?
Quarter mile?
On the road.
Quarter mile.
Yeah, maybe. I was going to say, you could go that part to that part.
You could go around
Tunnel Springs. Have them run up Tower Roads. Come down Lost Lake.
That's in Salt Lake.
It's not big, but it would fit a lot of people.
Do it at Spectrum Academy and then run the streets in Foxborough. They have that big grass field there on a Saturday. They're not going to be using it.
There is another park, though, down
Fox Hollow Park?
Yeah.
Jeff Woodman. What's the Rock's name? Fox Hollow. Yeah, right next to Fox Hollow. South Community is down off of Greenwich or whatever. Like one of the colors. Yeah, it's from Cumberland. Legacy. 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 Legac
let's, if you can all look around your homes at the parks and then try and map out, let's shoot for a 5K course because we won't be able to do a 5 mile, it sounds like. So so you can look at Mathis.
For the school down too.
We can look at a couple things.
Hey, Peter, when we came in,
it was really about the mural.
That's
what we went back to.
Yeah.
Okay. So, at least right now, from what I'm hearing, to sum up what I think I heard, so correct me, is that one, we do want to do a run. The timing is pending what we can do internally to the city, and we'll do t-shirts, no medals, and pending the park, we'll see what we do for food. It may end up being grab a donut, or we can just do muffins and bananas, but
could it be at City Hall, and then the run up Main Street
into
the neighborhood?
Depends on the, for me, it depends on the construction of Hatch.
I don't think
think it's going to be. But City Hall's not going to be.
Is that a good gathering spot?
And construction shouldn't be out in the street.
Is there good parking?
The whole.
Well, for Winter Lights Fest, we just
plenty.
Park everywhere.
So there's parking. Okay. No,
would
I'm for.
Police more though, to have runners on the streets than versus.
We just have to talk to them about.
Yeah,
yeah.
That brings us
they
a pretty good
cool.
From both
parts.
Yeah.
So a 5K is
a
not
5.14,
right?
It's
it's just 0.04 less
3.14.
Than
3.14. It's actually pretty damn close.
We can get it. Okay, all right. Anything else that I missed on Spooktacular? Any
assignments? If you do do shirts, the lead time is usually about 2 to 3 weeks. So
okay.
Keep that in the back of
your head. Yeah, we'll look at the design next time and get that going. Okay. All right, next thing, second trail cleanup day.
That's with the 9/11
yeah.
trail cleanup day. So I think
yeah.
you're in charge.
Well, it's yeah. really hard to be in charge of this one because it's walk the trail and take care of stuff.
So different than what you did last time?
No, it's no different than what we did last time. We break. We show. So trail day, you have people show up. You break them into work crews, and you send them on different parts of the trail. We did not even look at half the trail.
No.
We could have 400 to 500 people show up, and we still would have enough work for them to do. So, because we do need to start going down the trail, and advertise that. In fact, I think that would need to be the focus this next time.
Is there some way to entice people to participate in that, or
guilt
and shame?
So no, I think we can provide donuts at the beginning while we, because if you have people's mouths full while you're giving instructions, that's good, but I don't know. What do you have in mind?
I don't know. I just was...
There's no budget for it.
I was glad that your mountain bike team was there, because outside of them, there was only a handful of the rest.
Yeah,
of
I think part of that...
with as many community
I think,
members that did show up
yeah.
that worked.
Frankly, I think that's... Cool. I think that's... So I didn't advertise it to the other mountain bike teams even, because I didn't know how it would go and what work we could do.
Okay.
And I was chastised by the other coaches to not do that again.
By not including
that.
Wild Rose Trail is used by
No, it's used everybody. By everyone
yeah.
all the way. You have
so
Nate,
and they want to.
You had North
and
Davis.
Yeah,
so I mean, I can take care of the advertising from the league side. You're going to lose half the league. In fact, I need to check if that's a race day.
While you do that, is it the Saturday after 9/11?
I have a planning question. If we put it before 9/11,
sure.
So what would we know about phase one for Hatch Park if we had the race close to Hatch Park? Could we have flyers or some sort of a, this is what's happening? We're having our race here, but this is what's going on.
So let me guess, it's Saturday the 7th. So
it's
that
down,
is when we are all in Cedar City.
That's pretty much everything. The grass is
like
still
all
there.
The mountain bike teams. Mm-hmm.
At least half of the ones in the state have a race that weekend.
Well,
I mean, I'll be
gone. I just put it on the calendar because we sometimes are contacted by other organizations that LDS Church a lot of times has,
yeah.
and they contact us and for projects.
So what
so
I
that's why it's on the calendar.
Yeah. So I think yeah. So I think you could still. I'd be willing to put together work packages describing what needs to be done on the trails, because that whole lower half, if we had 5 or 6 weed eaters that came from both sides, we'd fix that thing. So, I mean, but yeah, there's other city projects that could be done.
Yeah, so. I guess for the chair, it would be my opinion, we should just have another day that all of the mountain bike.
So that's what I was going to actually bring with the amount of work, and I was planning on not having a race that date, obviously, but I was actually going to come and say, is there anything stopping us from organizing another work day just for fun? Because I could get 400 kids out in the month of August.
Yeah, I don't think it was, I don't think the city, you guys didn't do anything for that.
I think they blocked off
the. You blocked off a couple parking spots and we did need some garbage bags, but that was small, so I think.
Water tanks, there's a mural right there.
So we just need to coordinate a date to do that.
Can you drive in the one that? Oh, you go with, you go with, yeah.
We don't want to do it, get to the river days.
Yeah, what's the get to the river day? August.
September 14th.
And I was thinking in August.
August is a little better and less. Can you advertise that quick, or do you, are you just thinking?
No, we can advertise that quick and we can, I mean, if I get it out to the mountain bike teams, they'll get it. We can, let's see, what's the 7 minus 24 is 14? No, 17. Thank you. I'm tired. It's been a week.
No, it's a negative.
Yes.
You said minus.
Yeah, that's true. We could do it the 17th of August or the 10th. I've already got a pre-ride for the race that day. But we could do it the 20th, yeah, the 17th. Is there anybody opposed on that? We could even do a weeknight. What do you think would be better attended? So the first day of school is the 15th of, so the kids are all back, and that's why the 21st, or the, sorry, 17th. Would be a good day.
Yeah, I mean, if we can advertise, just that we're coming to you.
Okay.
Remember the same information, you want to meet at Wild Rose.
We'll meet at Wild Rose and we'll send.
I like the idea of going down.
Yeah. Well, we still need to go up as well. There's some issues there, but we can have them start going down.
That hiking loop, the Chukar loop is definitely overgrown.
Yeah, we need to get that one done. I bought a handsaw for me to carry in my backpack now.
So. I'm just going to walk around with a machete.
Yeah. But it would be nice for weed eaters, saws, and other trail tools to them. So let's, would everyone be okay with the 21st, 8 a.m.?
17.
Of August?
17th.
17th.
Send trail.
17th.
Like a
yeah, do a trails day that day.
8 a.m., 9 a.m.
I think the earlier the better in August, right? So, I mean, it'll cool a little bit, but I think 8 a.m. to, I think whenever, but we'd say till 10 for sure.
Okay, and that's on the sign?
It's not on the sign. This is a new event. And frankly, if the city wants to wash their hands, as long as I have permission, I'm going to do it. That means that as long as the city doesn't care that I just organize a trails day, I'll take care of it.
No, and that's what I'm saying. I think it's perfect. I can help you advertise.
Okay.
It, but it doesn't require, we need to block off a couple parking spaces again and give us some trash bags.
Yeah.
I say us. Give these guys some trash bags.
Let's meet on a Thursday and I'll just give you, I can just drop some cones off and
okay.
I can give you guys some bags and
do that. And we'll just, yeah, we'll dry everything down. Okay, we'll mark it on the, yeah. So if you will post something soon, I will then repost it on our Facebook, Instagram, and it will go out to everybody.
Traditional songs.
So we'll get it on the Bountiful Trails. They'll repeat it. And they have quite the following as well that we'll get people from. We'll get people from all over. Okay. Other things on Trail Day? And then we'll see what we need to do after that and add it to the September. If there's stuff left over, we can do additional things. If they want to do it. Okay. Other activities and events that we need to discuss today? Okay, it says discussions on city trails. I think the action items for those interested, we just need to get, for those interested, I think we would just want to get ideas for master planning. And so, I don't know, at this point, print out something, draw lines on a map, and we'll have to have a subcommittee meeting of some sort to just sort of see what floats out of it. So, if you're interested in that.
Have you been in contact with Dan Cotto and Stan Porter and Kathy?
No. I need to get all of their phone numbers.
Just part of that subcommittee.
I've never seen a list from that. That was pre my time. So. Yeah, if we can get contact names, we can hold it. But for those that are interested, print out a map of our hillsides, probably a topo map, just so that you know that if you cross a lot of lines in a short distance, that's not good. If you follow the lines exactly, you're not going to really get anywhere, but you do a mix of both. And just let's put lines on a map for now and see where we, so we see where we coincide. We were talking about a trailhead, potentially at Woodbriar, just because there's stuff there. But I think trailhead money comes easy, but I think that's secondary to the trail. That's my opinion. But. Okay. Anything else on city trails? Okay. Did we miss anything else? Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motioned.
Okay, we're done. Thank you all.
Peter,